We wanted it to be something that you didn't have to think about because it was such a necessity.
That's Blake Hodge, the communications specialist for the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. On March 12, 2020, the service agency for Chapel Hill and Carrboro announced it was putting an indefinite moratorium on its water disconnections. Despite happening before the local governments even issued states of emergency over COVID-19, Hodge said the move was made with protecting public health in mind.
We don't want anybody to be without water, and as we were seeing hygiene, hand washing, and people having to stay at home through the stay-at-home orders, we certainly wanted them to have access to that. Whenever we put that in place in March 2020, you don't really anticipate it's going to be a two-year endeavor, but like I said, we were learning then, and we continued to learn, and that just seemed like, in that moment, it was doing our best to provide the community the tools to protect themselves as best we could at that time.
During that period, OWASA reported an increase in customers who were behind on paying their bills. Disconnections typically happen 60 days after payment is due. And at the end of 2021, OWASA reported more than 500 customers would have reached that threshold. Hodge said the service agency stayed in communication with those residents throughout the pandemic to remind them of their bills and that the moratorium would not last. He said because of state laws, it's not as simple as OWASA completely forgiving any late charges.
The cost of service is what you hear a lot in the water wastewater industry. We have to charge and recoup the cost that it cost OWASA to provide that service. So under the law as it stands, just not charging water bills or things like that, that I think, you know, if you just ask the general community, they might say, yeah, that's something we'd like to do. That's just not something we're allowed to do. So there are those constraints that we have to work within.
When the local state of emergency expired on May 1st this year, that started the clock for OWASA to reinstate its standard collection practices. August 1st was the end of the full 60-day period for customers to pay their late bills once again. Hodge said the service agency directed residents to several resources if they were behind on payments. Not only does OWASA itself offer extended payment plans and chances for customers to pick their monthly billing date, the agency connects residents to programs through the Interfaith Council, the county government's housing department, and other outside groups. OWASA also draws funds from its Care to Share program to help soften the financial blow for late customers, with the program's balance building over 2 years with no disconnections, Hodge pointed out. Ultimately, anyone who may face late payments or disconnections moving forward is still encouraged to reach out to OWASA.
If you have a question, just get in touch is our best advice at this point, either calling us, looking for information on our website, but reach out and we'll do whatever we can to get you set up in a way that we can maintain that water service.
For more information on water and sewer bill assistance, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.